Here with the news is James Healy.
Counting of votes in the Midlands, North West and Ireland's South constituencies will resume this morning, with 9 of the country's 14 seats in the European Parliament yet to be filled. All 4 seats in Dublin were filled last night after Fine Gael's Regina Doherty, Fianna Fáil's Barry Andrews, Sinn Féin's Lynn Boylan and Labour's Éadan O'Riordan were elected to the European Parliament. Our Western correspondent, Pat McGrath.
3 days into the count process and the final outcome of last Friday's election is still not clear. In Ireland's South, Fine Gael's Sean Kelly is the only MEP elected. The next placed candidate, Fianna Fáil's Billy Kelleher, is more than 20,000 votes off the quota. Meanwhile, in Midlands North West, no candidates have been elected following 10 counts. Independent outgoing MEP Luke Ming Flanagan continues to lead the field with 81,500 votes. But with the quota in the five-seater at just over 113,000 and all the main contenders still well shy of that figure, it may be Thursday or Friday before a candidate is elected here. Pat McGrath, RTE News, Castlebar, County Mayo.
In the local elections, just 3 of the country's 949 seats on local authorities remain to be filled. The final 3 are in the Newbridge local electoral area of Kildare, where a recount has been announced. Fianna Fáil, who have so far claimed 246 seats, hold an overall narrow lead over Fine Gael on 245. As of this morning, Sinn Féin has 102 seats, while independents hold 185. A new report on water quality from the Environmental Protection Agency has found that water quality in Ireland is not improving overall. The document says any improvements in some rivers and lakes are being offset by declines elsewhere, while the biggest issue is nutrient pollution from agriculture and wastewater. Our agriculture correspondent, Joe McGrailey.
Every year, the EPA reports on water quality in Ireland's rivers, lakes, estuaries and groundwater sources. In this latest publication, it finds there was no significant change in water quality in 2023. Water quality is not improving, and nutrient levels remain too high in a large proportion of water bodies. The report says nitrogen pollution, primarily from intensive agricultural activities, remains a significant issue in the east, southeast, and south of the country. And it finds many lakes and rivers, particularly in the north and northeast, have elevated phosphate levels, largely associated with poorly treated wastewater from sewage plants and agricultural runoff. Commenting on the report, Dr. Emer Cotter of the EPA said it's disappointing water quality is not improving, and while there are initiatives happening nationally, measures are not being implemented at the scale or pace required. She said it's essential actions to reduce losses of nutrients from agriculture are targeted to where they are needed. And there also needs to be an acceleration in the pace Uisce Éireann is delivering improvements in wastewater infrastructure.
A number of mummified remains dating back hundreds of years have been destroyed after an attempt to set fire to the crypt at St. Michael's Church of Ireland in Dublin. A man was arrested following the incident over alleged criminal damage. Fergal O'Brien reports.
Shortly after 4 p.m. yesterday, a tour guide at St. Michael's on Church Street alerted emergency services to a fire in the crypt. The blaze was extinguished by Dublin Fire Brigade before it took hold. The vault contained 5 mummified remains, including an 800-year-old mummy known as the Crusader, and 4 others dating back 400 years. The Archdeacon of Dublin and Vicar of the Church said the water required to put the fire out destroyed the remains. David Pierpoint will today request the services of the National Museum of Ireland to determine if any of the mummies can be salvaged. The man arrested in connection with the incident is being held at a Dublin Garda station under Section 4 of the Criminal Justice Act. Last night, the scene at St. Michael's was forensically examined by the Garda Technical Bureau, as the investigation continues.
The Irish Airline Pilots Association will today announce the results of a ballot for strike action at Aer Lingus. A meeting between management and pilots was held yesterday in a bid to resolve a long-running pay dispute, but the talks ended without agreement. The sides are due to meet again later this morning. Our work and technology correspondent, Brian O'Donovan.
The Irish Airline Pilots Association is seeking pay increases of almost 24% for its members at Aer Lingus. IALPA has rejected previous pay offers, claiming they failed to take account of inflation, large profits at the airline, and the sacrifices made by pilots to sustain the company during the COVID pandemic. Aer Lingus has accused IALPA of demanding an unsustainable level of increase and has warned that the union's stance risks jobs, growth, and investment. The two sides are due to meet again this morning amid the threat of a potential strike. Later today, IALPA is expected to announce the results of a ballot for industrial action at Aer Lingus.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. For highly efficient, sustainable home heating for your new build, choose Grant's A++ rated Airona heat pump. Visit grant.ie.
It'll be a mostly dry day with a mix of cloud and sunny spells. Cloud will thicken in the west and southwest later with highest temperatures of 14 to 18 degrees.